the mic.
Hey, top of the morning to you, Deesa. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning. Serious.
Good morning. Excuse me, Father God. Good morning. Good morning, Tedline. Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Well. Tedline, it is such a good day today. I was trying to play this song, but I didn't get it up in time enough. Can you hear me on the blog talk? Can somebody text me and let me know you can hear me? Because I'm not certain how I got this up this morning. It was a Jessica, can you text me if you can hear me on the TED line? Okay, great. Jessica, could you ask Nadia? Great. Jessica, could you ask Nadia to dial into the TED line this morning? I want her to share that dream. She sent me an email. Oh, boy. You know what? I'm getting such wonderful stuff. Another Ted Liner wrote a song. And it's kind of like a rap. But the Ted Liner is a young woman, and I love it. It is so good. You know, God is really bringing out people's creative abilities, because that's what the Holy Spirit does. So what's the last four on Nadia's phone number? Is that 8331? You know, let me tell you something, Tedline. Please understand this. I've been hearing this stuff coming from Facebook. And that Facebook is something else. It can be used for good, and it can be used for bad. But Nadia, the dream you had came, I read it when you sent it to me. And I want you to maybe share it if you feel like it. But when you sent it to me, most of you know that the TED Line, the Healing Home, have people there all the time, pretty much, whether I mention it or not. And there's a long line. So I have learned over the years that when I was a little girl, my mother used to say this little, it wasn't a rhyme, it was the truth. And my mother used to say, don't ever forget this, Erica. And I used to say, why does she always tell me that? But she was telling because at that time I was little and, you know, programmable. She used to always say, you can fool some of the people some of the time. And you can fool all of the people all the time. But you can't fool mom. My mother used to say that because my father, before he died, he used to always say, if you lie, you'll steal. And if you steal, you'll kill. So, I mean, my parents were always programming us with these little tidbits of you know, and I always remember them. If you lie, you'll steal. And if you steal, you'll kill. And you can fool some of the people all the time and all the people all the time, but you can't fool mom. That's what my mama used to say. All the time. And I guess I'm seeing Olita say her father used to say that too. So maybe that was just something you had these things what black people say to their kids. But I always remember, here I am almost 70 years old. And I'm sharing it with you because that was instilled in me. Another thing my mama used to say was, a dog that will bring a bone will carry a bone. So I got all these little black African-American things in me. But I found out as I was growing up, they agree with the Bible. They agree with the Bible. And so, I don't know, some of those things that our parents put in us, don't discount them. Don't write them off. Because they had already traveled that path. They had already traveled that road. And they knew what they were talking about. And I often wonder about, even today when I hear things come up and I flash back, the Holy Spirit will flash me back to something my mother or father told me. And included in that, that's the way the Holy Spirit works. The Holy Spirit will flash you back to something. God will tell you something. And then 5 or 10 years later, or 20, or in my case today, 30-something years later, he reminded me of something he told me when I was learning about the Holy Spirit and when I was learning about Jesus and when I was learning about God. And the reason these things mean so much to me is because I told you all, I told some of you anyway, that when I went over to England as an exchange student, very young, very impressionable, those people got to my mind and I became an atheist. Can you believe that? I came home from Great Britain telling my mother that there was no God, that each one of us was a God, and that we connected to this great big mind in the sky. I don't want to tell you what happened. Some of you know I told you already. But I never uttered those words again in my life, in my mother's house, that good Baptist lady. Well, today, today, I kind of keep up with the Elijah list. I read it. And I know a few of the people that be on there, so I know them to be creditable. You know, not that, I mean, who am I, but I know them to be creditable for myself, okay? Because I told you, God is working on me, and I know it. God is yet working in me to make me fit for the kingdom's sake, you know? So this morning, when I looked at the Elijah list, what the prophets said or were saying, it hit me because God told me, he said, when you see this word used a lot, know that I'm going to be moving. I'm going to be moving in your life. And I said, okay, so what is the word? The word was era, E-R-A. He said, when you see that word, know that change is going to be taking place. So this morning, and I've been seeing it more this year. I haven't said much about it. I've just been watching, waiting. So this morning, Dutch Sheets from Colorado was had a word up there, and the word was the era of miracles at the right time gate. The era of miracles at the right time gate. And I started reading it, and I'm going to share it with you. He says, what a new year and new era we have just stepped into. Hang on to your faith because we are in for a pretty wild ride. Remember, as you learn to walk in the Spirit in this season of miracles, you are in the exact right place at the exact right time. God has gone ahead of you and set things up. Now, you know, yesterday, Pastor Michael said that Jesus sent them two by two. And that's another scripture I've always rested on. He said Jesus sent them two by two where he was to come. So that sheet comes on today and says, God has gone ahead of you and set things up. We must simply see what he wants us to see, then act as he tells us to, and say what he says to say. His kingdom is about to manifest in extraordinary ways. The man at the right time gate is what he labeled this. And then he goes on in Acts 3. There's a story about a man who Peter heals. I have often wondered why Jesus walked past this particular man in need of healing. He walked past him dozens of times in his years of ministry, and he didn't heal him. This is one of the few people Jesus didn't heal. In fact, there were times when multitudes came to Jesus to be healed. That means thousands and thousands. The Bible tells us that he healed them all. So I wondered why he would walk by this man and not heal him. I'm sure the disciples wondered why as well. Then he goes on to say, it's because Jesus was saving that miracle for the right time. Jesus knew the early church would need this miracle. The whole nation knew who this guy was. Everyone had to go to Jerusalem 3 times a year for the feast. This man was strategically located, sovereignly placed, where he was by God. He was seated at the beautiful gate otherwise translated, the right time gate. Can you post this in the room? The right time gate. Can I get the right time gate? Look how Dutch Sheets, he says, this man was strategically located, sovereignly placed where he was by God. You see, God been talking to me. God been talking to me the past 24. The man was strategically located, sovereignly placed where he was by God. He was seated at the beautiful gate, otherwise translated, the right time gate. He was in an obvious place and in such a piteous condition that most of those who passed by him had probably flipped him a coin or two over the years. Then one day, Peter walked by and something was different. It was time. It was time for a miracle that would grab the attention of the entire nation. He goes on to say, you can argue theologically all you want, but when a 47-year-old man with twisted limbs who has never walked a day in his life gets healed, it's noticed. Muscles form, limbs straighten, joints were put together, coordination came, and it didn't take months for him to learn to walk. He walked and left and was completely transformed. Thousands of people saw it. The whole city heard about it in minutes, he says. 5,000 people got saved as he ran and left and praised God. The church had entered a new era. We are in such a time as that. Then Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. So he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Then they knew that it was he who sat begging. Look at that. Who sat begging alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. Acts chapter 3, verse 6 to 10. He used the New King James, but I think Jessica got it up here in the King James Version. Brothers and sisters, God told me when I saw that what would begin to happen. So there was a mom and her kids at the healing home. And, you know, when people are there, I go over there either to do deliverance with them or basically do deliverance, because that's what I am. That's what I do. So this mom, this is the 9-year-old I told you was prophesying up in here about quoting Ecclesiastes chapter 3 by heart, where she had memorized it on her own, and she just stays in Ecclesiastes, the book of Ecclesiastes. So when I went over there, she had refolded and straightened up the shelves. She had all the linen, all the comforters, all the pillows. She had just completely done that, and it was perfect. It was just like Brother Joe used to work for the Ritz-Carlton, and it looked just like Ritz-Carlton shelves of linen. And I noticed that when I walked in there. And as I walked in there and I saw that, and I thought about when Brother Joe was the chef de partay for the Ritz-Carlton, how they sent out a bulletin every day to all the staff, and they would tell the staff who's going to be in what room, what they like, how they like it, and how the every day they told the staff how they were to treat the guests. And I thought, okay, God. And when they finished, they had the whole healing home. It was sparkling clean. You know that sparkling clean, like that commercial when Mr. Clean used to go through zip, zip, zip. It was sparkling clean when I walked in there. And I said, God, thank you. Thank you. She did this as if unto you. Unto you. And it was like she was glad to do it for God, so that the next guest coming would experience that kind of cleanness and that kind of preciseness with things. And she didn't leave the lights on. She left the crosses. I have some crosses that I got from Grace when I first came here. And they're in a couple of the rooms. And when I walked through there, the crosses were just beaming light. And I thought, I got to get some more of those crosses from Grace. So I can have them in the church, and so I can have them in every room. So while I was in there, and I do this with everybody that comes there, when they leave, I come in and pray. I pray. So I got down on my knees, and I just started to pray. And then I got back up in the recliner. And I just was sitting there thanking God, and an overwhelming vision overtook me. It was a vision. First, I saw these ladies' faces, and then I saw them faces morph into witches, and then I saw male witches, and then I saw Korean, and I saw African, and I saw Scandinavian. I saw witches galore. Indian, India, and Native American, and indigenous French up in Canada. God began to show me all the witches that I had dealt with and didn't know they were witches. The witches I had dealt with, and I knew they were witches. The witches I had dealt with that didn't know they were witches, but God knew they were witches. I just began to see all these witches, and I'm thinking, what is this? What is coming to house? But you see, that's how that human mind will trick you. And as I just kept watching, I saw, and the Holy Spirit say, like, well, what you gonna do about it? I said, I'm going to bind these witches up, and they got to go in the name of Jesus. It can't happen like this. No, it cannot happen like this. These witches, and all these witches were in people. God showed me witches in all kind of people. God showed me witches in every culture. God showed me male witches. God showed me female witches. God showed me animals with the spirit of witchcraft. He But he pointed out one witch. I mean, he pointed out one witch and the witch, and he said, this is going to be the one you're going to have to come after. I said, what is that, God? He said, serpentine witchcraft. I said, okay, God, I can handle that. And I was just talking to God. And all of a sudden, when I said, okay, God, I can handle that, I saw all these spirits come off the people. You hear me? They came off the people. They were bound up by another spirit. And I saw the spirit that they were bound up by was the spirit of God. And the witches, the spirits from the witches, and the witches flew. They flew. They didn't want no part of it. They didn't want to be around it. They didn't want to have nothing to do with it. They just flew. And I said, God, is that easy? Then I remembered I had listened to Pastor Marty on Christ Fellowship. And he was talking about Johnny, that he had been with Johnny at the oil. The oil and the fire was together. And the word that they had was, it's not going to be hard. It's not going to be difficult. You know, I'm going through you with you my experience from early this morning and last night. And so I want to tell you something. Hear me. Hear me well. Witchcraft is being exposed and dealt with by God. And guess what else? It is being exposed for what it is. There has always been witchcraft in this world, and there will always be witchcraft. Witchcraft is not the issue. The issue is, do you understand? And are you willing to step up to the plate and destroy witchcraft power and destroy witchcraft works and destroy witchcraft intent and destroy the fruit and the seed and the root of the witchcraft that you have to encounter and that I have to encounter? God ain't call you and me to deal with the whole world. He called us, according to his plan and his purpose, to deal with what he has assigned us to deal with. And if we can accomplish that, we will be successful in Christ. I think some of you need to listen to that message from Christ Fellowship yesterday, because the title of it was Next. And he had this staff similar to, I imagine, what Moses walked with. And he was talking about passing the baton on to the next generation. To those of you that have dreams and visions and goals, I'm going to tell you something. The Bible says, brothers and sisters, it is God who calls a person. It is God who chooses a person. It is God who equips a person and makes them capable for what he has called, ordained, and orchestrated for that person to do. Brothers and sisters, I played a song a while ago, and I wish I could play this song for you. It's a, well, I was playing it for Brother Joe yesterday. There was a song, and it was by B.B. King. And I'm going to see, I don't know, I didn't upload it because I said, man, I don't know if I should play a B.B. King song for these people or not. I said, but you know what, Lord, I love B.B. King. I love the guitar. And I asked Brother Joe, I said, Brother Joe, can you get the first part of this music for me? I need you to get that because I really, really, really like it. And so Brother Joe going to do that for me. He's going to. But I want you to listen to this. B.B. King said it, but God said it. Thank you. This is our time, and I prophesied about it, I talked about it, I told you it was coming, it's here. The reason I played that B.B. King, because I had to remind myself, I made a few moves too soon. But God, in his goodness and his mercy, he kept me alive and breathing so that I could be at the right place, at the right time, doing the right thing for the right reason. And now what he's about to do, brothers and sisters, has been strategically implemented and sovereignly brought about. And you know what? He kept you alive and breathing. He kept you alive and breathing for this moment. Don't let it pass you by. Don't let the devil trick you. Don't let the devil move you out of your position. Don't let him do to you what he did to Eve and Adam.
cares you keep.
You're alive.
The thoughts you think.
You're breathing.
It's not always
you get position.
Seeking you will find. Joy still comes in the morning. Hope still walks with the hurting. If you're still alive and breathing, praise the Lord. Don't stop dancing and dreaming. Still good news worth repeating. Lift your head and keep singing. The years roll by, we wonder why we lost our way from home. Our father finds the child inside. We left for growing old. Awake, 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 my soul. Joy still comes in the morning. Hope still walks with the hurt. If you're still alive and breathing, praise the Lord. Don't stop dancing and dreaming. Still good news worth repeating. Lift your head and keep singing. Praise the Lord. Let everything praise the Lord. In the working, in the waiting, let it praise the Lord. In the blessing, in the breaking, come on, praise the Lord. In the dying, the rising, let it praise the Lord. Let it praise the Lord. If you're still alive and breathing, praise the Lord. Don't stop dancing and singing. Long as you're still alive, breathing, that thing God has promised you, if you still, woo, if you still hold your heart,
if you still holding on to that thing,
your soul, what matters come to mind?
All His promises are yes and amen. You're not too old.
It's
you're not too young. Why would God have given it to you?
Seeking you will find. Joy still comes in the morning. Hope still walks with the hurting. If you're still alive and breathing, praise the Lord. Don't stop dancing and dreaming. We wonder why we lost our way from home. child inside. We left the growing on. Awake, 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 my soul. Joy still comes in the morning. Hope still walks with the hurting. If you're still alive and breathing, praise the Lord. Don't stop dancing and dreaming. There's still good news worth repeating. So lift your head and keep singing. Praise the Lord. Let everything, let everything praise the Lord. In the working, in the waiting, let it praise the Lord. In the blessing, in the breaking, come on, praise the Lord. In the dying, the rising, let it praise the Lord. Let it praise. Joy still comes in the morning. Hope still walks with the hurting. If you're still alive and breathing, praise the Lord. Don't stop dancing and cheering. It's still giving them birth to so lift your head and keep singing. Praise the Lord.
Brothers and sisters, God's going to use everything that he has placed in you. He's going to use every experience that he's allowed you to experience to further his kingdom, to further his work. Don't stop now. You're too close. You're too close. You're too close. You hear me? You're too close. Nadia. Nadia, open your mic up. You want to share that dream?
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Okay. The other, I think it was Saturday morning. No, Friday afternoon. God was talking to my, you know, my future and my dreams, and this is something that had been coming up since I got baptized. Because when I got baptized, I heard God say that he was going to restore that to me. And as I was telling you, Tedline, I was telling Dr. Erica, not everything happened instantly like I expected it to be. I thought, oh, I'm going to go home and it's going to happen instantly. Well, it didn't. It took a couple weeks. And so I was like, okay, God. And then Saturday morning is when I had woken up. I listened to the TED line, and then I had work later, so I took a nap. And then this dream happened, and it only took about 2 minutes, but it was completely, it was amazing. I had a dream that I was at a restaurant, and I was with my mom. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go right here. I'll be right back. So I went to these, like, it was like a candy machine. But it was like the, what is it, the coin part of it, but no candy on the top. So I had stuck a coin in, and it kept coming back out on the bottom where you get your change back from because I didn't have enough. I didn't even have a quarter. So I was standing there, and I was talking to somebody, and, you know, the guy was getting his candy, too. And so I got the coin off of the bottom, and I stuck it back in. And then I saw a lot of change on the bottom, but it wasn't like pennies. It was like dimes and like change, nickels. And so I had turned the little knob on it. And when I did that, the metal top of it popped off and cash started flowing out. Not like dollar bills, but like stacks of cash. And when I was getting the change the first time, I said, oh, look, there's a dollar. And when I turned it is when it just started overflowing with like 20s and 50s and 100s. And I was like, does anybody else see this? And I looked around the room, and then the other machines started flowing out money as well. And it was so much money that I couldn't even hold it. I was trying to grab all of it, and it was just flowing and flowing, and it was like coming out of all of them in the whole room. And it reminded me of course, because we're fasting, and one of those things was for financial restoration and all the things that we've, all the money that's been, you know, either stolen or we've lost it. And that was one thing that God reminded me of. And it's not only for me, it's for the entire TED line, because Dr. Erica, as you said, when we did the Commando Kids, that it's going to start when me and Jeremiah got our gift cards in the mail. And I didn't see that instantly either, but I see it now. And I said, wow, God. And it was only Friday when I was talking to God as well. And I was like, you know, I believe I'm supposed to be one of the 7 millionaires on the TED line. And then I had this dream, and I said, I have to tell you. And this is just awesome.
It is. And the Bible says,
yes,
out of the mouth of children. See, still a little children.
Yes.
Still a little children. And so are we old children, little children of God. But you see, God told us signs.
Mm-hmm.
And I also heard, you know, that he gives us little indications on the way, little indications of what's about to take place in big ways. So that's a sign. Stand on it. You hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Stand on it. Don't let, you see, you got all these spoilers and wasters and destiny destroyers out here, and I realize that their purpose, that's what they're supposed to do. Our purpose is to overcome them and their purpose, because the way I feel today is not how I felt yesterday. It's not even how I felt before I went to sleep in prayer and saw all them spirits and stuff coming out. This is what I realized. Thank you, Nadia. I'm gonna unclick you right now, but thank you.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
I'm in agreement with you, and I'm happy, because if it happens for one, it happens for all. Praise
mm-hmm.
God. But nobody could believe it if maybe, I mean, God gave you that sign. That could be a body message. That could be a message for all of us, but it's certainly a message for you first, okay? I think she hung up. All right, but listen, brothers and sisters, I want to tell you something. There are some people, some may be on this tail line. Some may have left this tail line and ain't come back, and some of them, I don't even want them to come back, truly, because what's in them opposes what's in the plan and purpose that God has given me. And so when you run into those type of people, you wish them well, you send them on, and you ask God to bless them, but you thank God that he done blessed you from getting them out from around you. I'm just being real this morning. There are some people you don't want around you. There are some people you don't need around you, because, you see, I preach this message. Those that are saved are removed from damnation. Those that are not saved, those that are saved are far from damnation. Those that are not saved are damned. And they damn everything they touch. They damn everything they come around. They damn it, they damn it, they damn it. And some of them are so damned, their face, begin to look at some people's mouth. Some people's mouths are etched in a permanent frown. When I see that, I back up. I back up. They done frowned so long. They done been negative so long. Their mouth is turned downward in a permanent frown. I'm scared of them. You know why I'm scared of them? I don't want none of it to bounce over on me. If they've been frowning so long, some of them got worry lines. Ain't no smooth part on their forehead. It's all wrinkled up because they don't worry so much. I get away from them because I know the Bible says, cast your cares upon him because he cares for you. These are the people that they're either afraid to do it or they're just in plain out and out rebellion. Don't want to trust God. They want to trust them negative feelings. They want to trust. And you know what? You know what I'm just talking about it this morning. You got some people that live up under a black cloud. And that cloud travels everywhere they go. They carry it with them. And you could try to say, come on from under that black cloud. I'm not under a black cloud. You sitting there looking at the black cloud. So then you say, well, why you think you sick right now? Why you think you broke, busted, and disgusted? Why you think you can't maintain no relationships? Something is wrong. And they'll look you in your face and tell you it's you. I'm wrong with you. So when they say it's me, I just say, okay, and go on. You know why? Because it say, agree with them quickly and move on. Agree with your adversary quickly and move on. Brothers and sisters, we are moving into a new era. You fasting for change. You're right. You're right, Marcia. And they will cuss at you. And they do want to tell you all the time, it's you, it's you, it's you. Every time I bring you a word from God, every time I bring you a message, I'm looking at me first. Okay, God, this is for me. Okay, how do you want me to straighten this out? How should I change? What do I have to do? Because I want to come into the manifestation of your blessings. I want it from you. I don't want nobody to tell me no lies. I don't want nobody to tell me what they think. I want it from you. And he'll give it to you. Because see, brothers and sisters, they used to talk about, I call it the hidden works of darkness. They're there. They're there. And the best thing we can do is to let the Lord show us what they are and get rid of them so that they can't do any more damage than they've already done. All right? So, I'm going to start out this morning. Get you some paper towels. Get you some paper towels. A lot of miracles taking place around here in Brother Joe, in Jose, in me. What about at your house? There's fruit being manifested in our lives over here. What about at your house? What about at your life? You ought to be able to see what God is doing in you, through you, for you, and by you. You ought to be able to see it. But let me tell you something. For everything, this is in one of my little booklets. For everything God is doing wonderful and great and good in you and through you and by you and for you, you got an enemy that's standing on the side or on the top or behind or underneath looking at it. and your enemy is trying to say within themselves, how can I bust this up? How can I destroy this? But they forgot. The Bible says no man can curse what God has blessed. But that doesn't stop the devil for trying. That's why the scriptures say no weapon that is formed against you. The weapon's going to be formed. Make no mistake about it. But no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. It won't grow. It can't reach out. It can't take you captive. It can't build no stronghold unless you allow it to. A tongue that arises up against you, it can't strike you. That rattler, I remember talking to somebody one morning from Texas, and they went out on their porch, and they said a rattler was out there. Now, when they said a rattler was out there, I got like, because see, on my ranch I used to have in California, you know, I had not a real bad encounter. But it caused a horse to throw me, and it put fear in me for a long time. But I didn't get hurt because of what a crack addict saved me. Yep, because that's all I had on my ranch, drug addicts. That's all I had up there. But you know what? Drug addicts have honor. Well, just like, yeah, well, I'm not even going to go there. But this is my point. The devil, remember I told you a week ago, he got you on film. He got you on film. And he plays it back to find out how he can harm you. Sandra, you had a miracle yesterday. Can you talk about it? It's happening all over. They're happening. Can you talk about it on the blog talk? Sure would like to hear it. What's the last four on your number? Dial into the blog talk. Let's hear. I love this. God is moving by his spirit. You had a miracle yesterday? Me too. No, Saturday. I had one Saturday. The church. Okay. Brothers and sisters, it's a great time to be alive. Don't let nobody fool you. And don't let the devil steal nothing from you. Stop him. Because that's all he's trying to do. Raise up his ugly head and take some that doesn't belong to him again. Stop him. Just stop him. You can stop him. You can overthrow him. And then you become even more of an overcomer. That's how it works. That's how it works. I'm telling you, God is great.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Your mic is open.
Oh, my gosh. It's amazing. 4 days, Dr. Erica. Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so I called in and I talked to you on Friday, which was the second day of the fast. And, you know, we were talking about my hubby and everything, right?
Yeah.
And so you had recommended that I go listen to the Deliverance of Familiar Spirits Family Connections. Which I did, and you have a very long deliverance piece at the end of the teaching. And so at the end, where you say, okay, I want you to put your hands up to receive from God. Are you still there?
Yeah, I don't know what that crazy noise is. Talk over it. Yell. Whatever you gotta do.
Okay. So at the end... Yes. So at the end, you said, put your hands up to receive from God, okay? And I've done this many times over the years. I put my hands up, and I felt a presence come over my hands, like the same presence that I feel that comes over my mouth when I speak in tongues. I felt that presence come on my hands, and I couldn't put my hands down because I felt like if I put my hands down, I would stop receiving. My husband, come here, hold my hands up because I'm receiving, I can't put my hands down. I feel the presence on my hands. And so then I told him, I said, you know what, put your hands on my hands because I want you to share with me and what I'm receiving here. And he did, and he says, oh, I feel something. And it scared him a little bit. And I just sat there with my hands up, and I kept feeling like I'm receiving. And every time if I just put my hands down a little, I feel like it stopped. I put my hands up, and I feel that, like, the presence over my hands that I feel when I speak in tongues over my mouth.
Mhm. Look, God is doing it for your husband.
Amen.
I'm so
happy. I also just want. Yes. I know, but there's more. But wait, there's more.
Go ahead.
On Saturday, I went to a Jennifer Eva's conference, and there was hundreds of people there. And she was giving a message, and all of a sudden, she just stopped in the middle of the message. Well, I'm talking about in front of hundreds of people. Now, this is on Periscope. You can go and watch it or see it if you want to. It was on Saturday. She just stopped the message, and she just came up to me, and she started to speak over me. And she said, wow, the warfare was really great. I could see the warfare had been really great on you. And you're going to prophesy, and you are an intercessor, and God pays his intercessors very well. And intercessors should be the wealthiest people.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And she said that. She says, I want everybody to look at this woman. This is a woman of God, and she's a good woman. In front of everyone. Can you believe how God called me out in front of all these people? And afterwards, everybody was coming up to me saying, wow, and wanting to talk to me and be around me. I was so honored.
Yeah, Jesus, I'm telling you, it's happening. And your testimony is just living proof, because you know where God has brought you from and brought you to and brought you over.
Yes. And this has only been day four. I'm like, wow.
Are you crying?
What's that?
Are you crying?
No, I'm not crying, but I am very joyful right now. I'm so happy. It's two to 4 days, and a lot has happened in only 4 days.
I know.
A lot has happened.
I know.
Manifest. I've been called out at a conference. Now I had the miracle with my hands, and then I realized, wait a minute, this is almost the same thing. Like Moses put up his hands, and it was Moses, right? He put up his hands when they were fighting, and that's how they won.
That's right. That's right. And who held your hands up? Your husband.
I told him, come hold my hands up, and then he was holding my hands up. Then I said, you know, I'm gonna put them on the table here. I couldn't put them down. I said, I can't put my hands down.
Praise
it was
Jesus.
The same present.
And then God confirmed it by another woman of God. Praise God.
Oh, yeah.
Out of the mouth of one or two witnesses, every word shall be established. So I'm giving God glory. I think what happened is with the sin here. Is I was trying to get this song to come up. Okay. Anyway, we got it. And you know what? Tell it. Don't let anybody stop you from telling it. And don't let the devil see. You know he's gonna come try to steal it, right?
Of course, I'm ready for it.
But you know he can. Amen. You ready for it?
Well, I mean, I'm an intercessor. Turns out.
More than that.
Great.
You more than that.
Too. more than that, too. Yes, you're right. Yeah, I'm more than that, too.
That's just as far as God would allow her to see and her to recognize. Okay? But the most important thing of all, she recognized you as a woman of God.
Yes, in front of hundreds of people. She just stopped her message. She just stopped the message, just walked right over to me. And she said, this is a woman of God right here. This is a good woman. She's been through a lot of spiritual warfare. And God's going to bring restoration. That's the one thing I forgot to tell you. She said, God is going to bring restoration to you. And you're going to get in front of people. And you're going to speak.
And I like that other part, too. Intercessors are well paid.
That's right. She said, when you work for God, he pays very well. And she said, intercessor should be some of the wealthiest people in the congregation.
Mm-hmm. It's coming. It's coming.
Yes.
It's coming. It's coming. Okay? It's already upon us. But you know how I say, first the blade, then the ear, then the full ear of corn. So, but.
Yes.
As long as we do like B.B. King said, don't make the move too soon. Don't make our move too soon. Whoever that person was, they made a move too soon because he was coming home with the people. He was coming home with the goods. He was coming home with the goods, and they were gone. They ran off. They ran off. We're standing. We ain't going nowhere, devil. Nowhere.
Nowhere.
Good. That's right. And we're going to continue to stand. We pray right now.
Amen.
Now, I'm going to do a little bit of deliverance. So I'm going to cut you off. Get the paper towels.
Okay.
You ready, Taylor? I'm just do a little bit of deliverance here. Father God, I thank you. I thank you this morning for giving us power to tread upon snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means harm us. Thank you for giving us power over all of the serpentine spirits, serpentine witchcraft, spirit of python, divination, necromancy. Father God, in the name of Jesus this morning, we've destroyed the power of all and any hidden works of the devil through witchcraft and serpentine magic and serpentine witchcraft. In the name of Jesus, today we exercise our authority over this foul spirit that lies and uses deception. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we believe that the spirits and the works will be bound and are being bound and terminated in our lives and in the lives of our families. In the name of Jesus, I command every spirit of the serpentine, and scorpions to be bound, including all those binding spirits of oppression. Lord God, we ask you to bring them up, expose them, all those hidden spirits. And in the name of Jesus, I set myself and both my natural and spiritual family, Lord God, I thank you, in preparation for freedom from every kind of spiritual oppression that would be hidden or located within the soul and the body. In the name of Jesus, I command any spirits operating in any aspect of our natural life, our spiritual life, our family life, our marriages, our relationships, and our businesses, along with all spirit family connections in every facet of living, to come under subjection to the power of God's own Holy Spirit. I bind up in chains and fetters of iron, all spirits of oppression, all spirits of serpents, serpentine magic, serpentine witchcraft, and I command you right now in the name of Jesus, go. Go. Get out. Get out. I break every ban. Let me see what's happening here. I break every ban right now. I break every ban. I break every ban in the name of Jesus. I break every ban, including trolls, including, Lord God, hidden works of darkness. Go! Get out. Get out. Get out. Loose your stronghold and go. Go! Along with spirits of sickness and infirmity. Go out of those bodies this morning in the name of Jesus. Get out. Get out. Every lying spirit. Go! Get out. The Lord God rebuke you this morning. Go. I break the power of every hindrance spirit. Every spirit of delusion and illusions. Go. I break the power of all opposing power to the move of God. I break the power of every power in opposition to the things of God. Get out. Go. Get out right now. Get out of the joints and the bones where you're hiding, causing pain. Go. Go right now. Get out. Go. 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 I break the power of hidden witchcraft right now. Get out. Get out. Get out the joints and the bones. Get out the finances in the name of Jesus. Go. Let God's people go in the name of Jesus. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Get out. I think that what Sandra listened to was, she's the one that sent me that deliverance, familiar spirits, and spirit family connections. Deliverance from familiar spirits and spirit family connections. I think that's right. I believe that's right. I'm not certain. I tell you the truth. But I know that's the podcast she was listening to that she had the experience on, because she emailed me that when she found it. So I want you to put that one. It's already up. We'll take it out of private and make it public. Yes. Okay. Jose's going to take it out of private, and it's already public anyway, but I don't know. I don't even know how you found that. but God knew. God knew. So it was, because we were talking about deliverance from familiar spirits, and you found that one, deliverance from familiar spirits and spirit family connections. Spirit family connections. And then there's deliverance on the end of it. So he's going to take that out of private and make that public. And put, and somehow put it so they can, put it so they can, what would you put? Well, that's the name of it. Deliverance, familiar spirits, and Spirit Family Connections, or Deliverance, Familiar Spirit, Spirit Family Connections. That's the name of it. You might want to listen to it again. And plus, I found Jose found about 10 or 12 podcasts that have nothing to do with anything except Familiar Spirits. We must have 12 podcasts on Familiar Spirits. I'm getting ready to do one on pain soon and infirmity associated with pain, because the Tedliner got problems in their family. But I told them, you know, many people have been delivered on this line from fibromyalgia, osteo, and rheumatoid arthritis. So get ready. Get ready. You're in your time. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Sister Wright. Serpentine spirits. I got more to that, too, but I'm working on it. I am working on them serpentine spirits because, well, I might as well hit this. I want you to renounce any and every curse of shame and disgrace against you, your natural family, and your spiritual family. Just renounce it. In the name of Jesus, I renounce every curse of shame and disgrace against me and my household, both natural and spiritual. And then command, and I'm going to command those spirits to go. I bind up all spirits of shame and disgrace that operate with that serpentine witchcraft and that serpentine spirit. Go! Get on out. Get out. Yeah. Shame and disgrace. Go! Right now. Oh, thank you, Ingrid. Thank you. I knew it was somebody. You got to remember, I had these senior moments, and I don't remember like I used to. But Ingrid was the one that was delivered from fibromyalgia, chronic migraines, and small fiber neuropathy through Tedline. You need to put something together on that, Ingrid, and talk about and get a testimony together. So you could give that testimony over the Tedline. Because people don't think they can be free from fibromyalgia and those old chronic migraines and fiber neuropathy. But see, the Tedline works because Jesus is in it. It belongs to him. I'm glad I brought that out. I'm glad I brought that out. Okay, I want you to decree that I will never be put to shame again. In Jesus' name. Come on. Let's see. I will never be put to shame again. Now, carve it on out. I bind up every spirit operating behind any and every curse of shame and disgrace in the name of Jesus. Get out. Go. Get out right now. Get out right now. Go. Get out right now. I break the power of that demon in the name of Jesus. Go. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out of the joints. Get out of the ankles. And get out of the feet. Get out. Go, go, go. Get out of the base of the spine. Get out. Get out. I break the power. I break it right now. And anybody in here that's been in the New Age witchcraft, I command every area that a chakra was placed through New Age witchcraft, New Age whatever, I bind it up. Go! Get out the body to the pit in the name of Jesus, and don't come back, never to return again. Get out. Get out. Get all the way out. all the way out. All the way out in the name of Jesus. All the way out the body. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You know why God's going to free you? You know this is my song. Because he loves you. He loves you with an everlasting love. And there's nothing you can do to make God stop loving you. I will see you tomorrow on the tail line. Coming to you from the mountaintop in Dalton, Georgia. Erica Shepherd and the tail line. Thank you, Father. You love us. You love us. Thank you.
Let's take it back.
See you tomorrow on the 10 line if the Lord say the same.